This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Greetings, listeners. Welcome to the episode of the Palmerston North City Council elections that perhaps you have been waiting for. Today we hear from the four contenders for the mayoral seat. They each have 6 minutes to let you know why they're standing, what they will bring to council with their background skills, etc., what they see as priorities for council to consider, what they consider to be the mayor's role, what leadership skills and experience that they have, how they'll manage their team, and what will they expect of their team, and why they consider voters should vote for them. So we begin by hearing from Michael Morris, who's standing for the mayoral seat only. So welcome, Michael.
Welcome. Kia ora.
Over to you.
Okay, so it's a lot to get through in 6 minutes, but I'll do my best. So why am I standing? I'm standing to represent a marginalised group that, to my knowledge, no other candidate in the council or the mayor for the mayoralty is representing, and that's non-human animals. I'm standing openly as a vegan. I think the time has come to say who we are. I noticed that in the latest Courier poll, the Animal Justice Party, which I founded, was actually registered for the first time. So I think it is time we started to look at non-human animals. So that's why I'm standing. My secondary considerations, which are also related to the way we treat animals, are the way we treat the environment and the way we treat each other with marginalized humans, because research has actually shown that more equal societies have more trust for each other and also look after the environment and animals better. So that's why I'm standing. As far as my leadership style goes, I believe more in soft power, or rather authority over power. So my background is firstly in policy, which allows me to look at particular policies from all angles and decide what's best for people as a whole, rather than just looking at self-interests and look at consequences and unintended consequences. And my leadership experience has mostly been in teaching rather than in line management. So it's all about persuasion, negotiation, compromise, authority based on knowledge and ability, rather than on being able to bludgeon people with the Employment Relations Act.
Right. Keep going.
Yes, so the mayor's role, I'd say, more is strategic direction. We're not supposed to be experts in everything, but what we are supposed to be good at is knowing who to ask and what experts to trust, and to look at the overall what direction we want the city to head in. So are we going to head in a city that is, you know, compassionate to animals, to humans, to the environment, or one like we seem to be heading in at the moment, where people are disparaged for being bottom feeders or dropkicks, or people who have a hideous addiction are sneered at, and we don't do anything to help them. I'd actually prefer the first sort of strategic direction.
Right.
So my priorities, one of them, I think, is we need a more equal society. So, yeah, the animals are my priority, definitely. We want to have a no-kill pound. I'd like to see mandatory desexing, and I'd like to see more humane pest control. Overall, I'd like to see the council, you know, ratify the plant-based treaty, which means that they would be all council functions would be plant-based, and any cafes within council-owned organisations would have to produce plant-based alternatives. Resource consents should consider improvements to the environment. We should be looking at offsetting, which helps both animals and the environment, and humans, who are much healthier if the environment's healthy. And lastly, I'd say, you know, why vote for me? Well, you want to vote for someone who believes in equality of opportunity, income equality, fair deal for animals, and a fair deal for the environment, then yes, please vote for me. If you don't, then by all means vote for someone else.
No doubt they will. Yes, vote yeah. anyway for whomsoever you desire. So there are four sitting, contending the seats, and there's only one of the four, so one chance in four that you can be elected. So cool. So we've heard why you're standing and what you bring, set in priorities and the mayor's role. So you did get through all of your questions. So
cool.
That's great. So and you still even have half a minute left. So would you like to add anything to finish off?
I'd just like to say that as far as human equality goes, I would like to have the council be a living wage employer to everyone, including contractors, and I would like to see nobody left behind, human or non-human.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Michael.
Okay. Well, then, thank you.
Thank you. Next, we hear from Grant Smith, who is also contesting only the mayoral seat. So over to you, Grant.
Kia ora, good morning, listeners. Thanks, Anne. Look, I'm standing for re-election for the mayoralty of Palmerston North. I have a head for business, being a former business person, a heart for the community. I've been deeply involved in the community for a number of years and a real passion for Palmerston North. Past-led councils that I've led have attracted investment. We've built infrastructure and facilities that have significantly changed the face of the city, and I believe is turning Palmerston North into a vibrant, etogenic a city of choice that it is today. The economy, our infrastructure and our people are my top priorities as we move through some tougher economic times. But we've got to support people, our residents and our businesses. Palmerston North has a really resilient and extremely diverse economy. And we support many thousands of jobs. A lot of people commute to Palmerston North for work from around the region. But look, steering that correctly, we can really navigate those headwinds and make the most of our opportunities.
Are you finished?
No, well, I can go.
I'm just going to say you've got 6 minutes.
Right, so. Okay. So look, things or policies I'm standing for or continuing to are obviously investing in key council infrastructure. I mean, that is always, you don't get lots of votes really for fixing pipes and doing things under the ground. But this council in the past 10 years has done a lot of that. For instance, our waters infrastructure is in pretty good shape. So it's giving ratepayers value for money, but also improving council efficiency, and I'll always say that you never stop learning, you can always do things better. I'll champion those city and regional catalyst transport and distribution projects, for instance, the logistics hub, Tutanga Nui, the Central New Zealand distribution hub out at Bunnythorpe or next to the airport, a real powerhouse of commerce and industry out there. It's the number three distribution centre in the country after the Hamilton and Christchurch, and we certainly service the Lower North Island. We've got a lot of rail investment coming in regional passenger trains and also freight, and we're advocating with Kiwi Rail and other rail providers, our regional council colleagues and the government. So passenger trains being part of the Metlink network from Wellington. So Palmerston North will be on that network, the final stop. And instead of the one Capital Connection train into Wellington, we will have four daily. Rail freight is huge as well, and we're looking at investments there and staging that out at the rail hub there towards Bunnythorpe. O2NL, the Otaki to North of Levin Expressway, and obviously supporting then the Manawatu Regional Freight Ring Road. And then along with that is our city centre revitalisation. We've seen the Safari Group come to town with the new Wyndham Hotel, and we are hopeful of getting more investment into our CBD. You're often judged by your city centre, and we've got a beautiful square, Te Marae Ohine, and we want to build on that as well, around that. I want to ensure that the regional waters entity is established and the city's Nature Calls wastewater plant is affordable, sustainable, with partners, including trade, residents, environmental groups and iwi, and we have it consented and construction is underway in the next term. We want to promote the city's regional food strategy. It's a New Zealand first, and we have world-class science, research and food innovation institutions here, but also education, agri-tech, and a real burgeoning tech sector. And finally, championing our community sectors with arts and heritage, multicultural, our environmental and sporting sectors, our international sector. Just met with international students in the last week, and we're seeing those come back, and I want to advocate for that continued funding. So as Mayor, I'll use all my business experience, my independence and leadership to continue leveraging that investment to betterment all residents for the better of Palmerston North. So that's why you vote for Grant Smith to re-elect as Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Grant. The other two candidates are also standing as general councillors. First, we have Caleb Riddick. So welcome, Caleb. Your 6 minutes starts now.
Kia ora, Anne. First, I'd just like to begin by saying thank you for allowing me this opportunity to explain why I'm standing for mayor. Kia ora, Palmerston North. So I do agree with many of the points Grant has brought up, but the reason I'm standing for mayor, the elected head of Palmerston North, is because it is more than just a title. The mayor is the face of our city and the voice of our people. So the mayor of Palmy should be somebody who reflects the residents that live here and able to connect all communities, not just some of them. They are the person who holds council responsible for the decisions made at their table and the actions that follow. The mayor is somebody that is able to view all situations unbiasedly with common sense and critical thinking, and be able to understand that there is more than two solutions to an issue. Te whakapono, that's honesty. Now, the incumbent mayor has done his job, which has been a solid term. Whether you think it's been great, good or otherwise, he would be somebody I turn to for advice if I'm elected. But now is time for Palmerston North to move in a new direction, to move forward with the future built on the values that we've learnt from the past. And I believe I'm the person that can help us with that. I'm a local who knows what life is really like in Palmerston North. I've been paying my rates over the years, and I have a lot of the same frustrations as many people around the city. I'm both Māori and Pākehā, which is too much for some and not quite enough for others. I know what it's like not to be heard half of the time and then misunderstood the rest. I'm a ref, a coach, and you'll see me playing on most of the sports fields across the city. I'm proud to raise my whānau here and call Palmerston North home. Now, some people will question why I'm standing for mayor with zero council experience, but I was raised that if I see a problem, I put my hand up and I try to help. Now, I didn't know how to be a father until I became one, and I'm learning every day how to be a better dad, just like I will if I'm elected mayor. Now, I have led in government agencies for over a decade, so I know how to navigate those tricky policies, and then I'm able to translate them into plain speech for everybody to understand, because the council shouldn't be hiding anything from our people. And if I don't know something, I won't spin yarns or try and talk in circles to avoid the question. I'll go do my research, come back, and discuss the matter. I'm not a polished career politician. Like I said, I'm a local, a doer. I know what it's like to work hard. I show up and get stuck in, and I put my community first. Help where help is needed. Not for an applause or a headline, but because it's the right thing to do. Manaakitanga, caring. That's what I do now, and I'll continue to do whether I'm elected or not. I'm as comfortable in a suit, at the table, speaking with a CEO, that I am on the ground in the boots, working next to the bros. The areas that I'd like to focus my energy on, if elected, some of the obvious ones are the roads, because obviously there are too many potholes and the roadworks are taking far too long. But I do understand that there is a process to everything and we can't just cut rates and change everything overnight. Just like there's a process to getting new houses, because everybody in the city deserves a roof over their head. And there's a process for generating more work here, because everybody needs mahi so they can pay the bills. So having good roads to get around definitely helps everybody. Another area that I'd like to look into for improvement, I know local council don't have much room in here, but the health sector. I see the hospital, A&E, and all our local doctors are overflowing and it's taking an age for our patients to see the practitioners. I'd also like to work with the rangatahi, the youth of our city, and motivate them to be contributing members of their communities and be proud to be from Palmerston North. But that all starts with those of us that have gone before them to show them the right way. Palmerston North is more than the heart of the Manawatū, it's the knowledge capital of New Zealand. And I encourage everyone, no matter your age, to keep learning. Learn something new, a language, a trade, a skill. Life lessons, learn compassion, learn to get along, kotahitanga, because we're all in this together. Look, I may not have all the answers and ideas, but that's the beauty of it. I'm a fresh book. I'll ask the questions, I'll listen to the people, I'll learn from the mistakes and successes that have gone before. A vote for Caleb Riddick is a vote for Palmerston North, built on values.
Well done. Thank you, Caleb. The final mayoral candidate, folks, is Orfe Makalid. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Your 6 minutes, go.
Thank you. Kia ora koutou, my name is Orfe Makalid. Over the last 2 terms, I've had the privilege to serve you as a city councillor. I'm honoured by the trust you put in me to represent your priorities at the council table. It is a commitment I take extremely seriously. And my pledge is to continue working hard on behalf of Palmerston North's many and diverse communities. I want a better future for Palmerston North, and I'm asking you to make me your number one choice for mayor and council. I'm running for mayor because I believe that Palmerston North is at a turning point, and that we need a change of leadership, direction, and approach. Palmerston North is facing mounting pressures from rising rates, housing costs, to climate change challenges, population growth, aging infrastructure, and sweeping central government reforms. These issues demand not just management of the status quo, but leadership with a clear plan. With the cost of living biting hard, many people in Palmerston North are finding the city. Many people in Palmerston North are finding it very hard to manage household income, and Palmerston North is becoming increasingly unaffordable for families, for businesses, for residents on fixed income. I believe that more needs to be done to ease the burden on ratepayers and protect the things that make our city unique. Grounded in my Christian faith, lived experience, civic leadership, and a deep love for our city, I'm standing to offer practical, forward-thinking leadership that delivers on Palmerston North's potential. As your mayor, I'll review council's spending priorities and deliver value for money for ratepayers, support housing growth and economic growth, diversify council's revenue streams and introduce targeted user pays for non-essential services to reduce the cost on ratepayers. I will also proactively lobby central government to get the best investment deals for Palmerston North. And one of my key policies is to sell underused council assets and some of our airport shares to pay off debt and reinvest in key infrastructure. Also, I do believe that for the city of Palmerston North, we do not need 16 elected members to represent us at a council table. As one of my policies will be to reduce the number of councillors and committees to streamline decision-making and improve council's operational efficiencies and support better environmental outcomes. The role of the mayor, in my opinion, should be to provide leadership and guidance to the community and local council as well as chairing meetings and act as the primary representative for the district or the city, as per the Local Government Act. And the sort of leadership that I'll be bringing to the mayoralty will be, number one, is that I've worked I've had the privilege of representing you, number one, as a city councillor over the last 4 years, which gives me enough governance skills and problem-solving skills. I've also worked as a parliamentary staffer, as well as an advisor, a policy advisor at the Ministry of Education. Prior to that, I worked as a cleaner and a forklift driver. My experience in public service gives me skills in governance, relationship building, policy analysis, and project management. This stands me in good stead to add value to our city's local government and lead our stunning city into the future. I'll be bringing other skills to the role, as well as lived experience and also civic leadership, which I've been able to gain over the last few years serving in a community. My priorities on the council are the following: economic development, housing, and infrastructure and environment remain my biggest priorities. I believe the city's economy is vital to the well-being of our region, and to build an inclusive and thriving future, we need to stimulate local commerce while encouraging investment and job creation. As your mayor, I will diversify the council's revenue streams, attract investment to expand and support existing and new businesses, and ensure that Palmerston North remains and is an attractive place for public and private investment by minimizing regulation and compliance costs for businesses. I'll also seek to leverage economic strength in education, research, and logistics. And where expertise exists locally, I'll gear council's procurement processes towards local providers. I'll also continue to encourage to host cultural and natural sporting events in Palmerston North and increase long-term investment in the art sector. Housing is also a key issue of my campaign. Palmerston North is growing, and over the last few years, we've seen steady population growth as more people choose our city as their home. While this is great news for our city, it means we are an attractive place to live. It also means that we need to build more homes to keep up with this growth. In addition, housing affordability and accessibility is a key challenge for our city. And the need for emergency housing is growing, as well as the rate for homelessness. If elected as your mayor, I'll strongly advocate for the council to continue as a social housing provider, encourage partnership with central government and Kangaroa, as well as require the council to continue reviewing its land holdings to make more land readily available for homes. I'll push to increase the supply of medium and high density housing, change our planning rules to allow more types of homes, such as duplexes, townhouses, and apartments, to enable a wider range of housing. At present, Palmerston North has 92,000 people, and this is projected to grow to 108,000 by 2043. This kind of growth brings many challenges: transport, congestion, and housing provision. For Palmy to be the vibrant, accessible, and attractive, well-connected city of the future, we need to be smart about where we grow and how we grow. And as your mayor, I'll progress the city's Nature Calls wastewater management project at a cost ratepayers can afford, advocate for more central government investment in our core infrastructure so city growth can be accommodated in a timely and innovative way.
So thank you, Orfie. So also at the Globe Theatre, people, on Wednesday the 17th of September, 6:30 to 8:30, you can hear and see in person these candidates for the mayoral seat. So make sure you go along and you can hear a bit more about what they have to say. Voting papers need to be back at the office by noon on Saturday the 11th of October. Please vote your voice, make your voice heard and vote. If you don't, you can't really complain about how our council and our mayor go about the business on your behalf. So thank you very much, guys, for coming along in. And as I said, there is also a meeting at the Globe Theatre on Wednesday the 17th at 6:30 to 8:30. And you can hear and see these people talking about what they're going to do as mayor if they are elected. Obviously, only one out of the four, so it's your choice. And as with Te Herewanui, it's single transferable voting, so you put numbers 1 to 4, and it's very important who you choose as number 1. So thank you very much, folks.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.